Brit Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival. This is an extract from the Berlinale Talent Masterclass entitled Road Movie, Films in Motion. In this panel, filmmaker Walter Salles, an expert in the field, talks a little bit about the history and influences of the road movie and uses his first feature, Foreign Lands, as an example of this particular type of fictional structure.
Road movies blends with the history of cinema itself. I think that the first road films were those documentaries done by the first documentarians, like the Men of Aden or Nanook, trying to tackle a geography that we didn't know of, you know. And then if you look rapidly through the history of cinema, the conquest of the territory in the U.S. created the cinematic form, the American cinematic form per excellence, which is the Western. Then film noir, films like Detour, brought a very vividimpression of the grittiness and the violence of the political system of the 50s. And then in Europe, Wim Wenders, for instance, and Alice in the City, Zio Antonioni with The Passenger were talking incredibly well in those films in movement about the identity crisis of their time. So mostly I think that the road movies have to do with countries who are suffering a crisis of identity at a certain point, and the characters mirror that. And this is what happened in Foreign Land. We were in at the end of the 80s in Brazil, and we were coming out of 25 years of military dictatorship, and the first elected president in Brazil created such a chaos that 800,000 people migrated at that point, had to leave Brazil. So Brazil was a country of immigration up to that point and became a country of emigration. So you ask, why did you choose that theme? Is that I could not choose that theme. Together with the co-director of the film, Daniela Thomas, we said we need to talk about this because there was an urgency in talking about it. So it's the story of two Brazilians who don't know each other and who immigrate to the same country. From Brazil, they go to Portugal. So it's a little bit the reverse angle of the Portuguese colonialism, seen now by Brazilians, and they are not accepted in there. Don't know that space at all because that's the first time they are getting there. It just happened that it's truly the tip of Europe. You know, so we rewrote part of the screenplay to fit that place in the very moment. A little bit like Wenders did in Alice in the Cities, we were writing a lot the night preceding the shooting day. And those were the good times where we worked in a crew of 10, 12 people in Super 16. So we tried never to truly define what we were going to do ahead of time or to draft anything. We were you know, trying to integrate whatever the geography was offering us, the physical geography, but also the human geography at the time. And we started from, you know, the idea that the characters themselves didn't know exactly where they were, so we had to transmit that.
Right.
So the kind of freshness. The film was shot in three continents in 3 weeks. So we had to go to move really, really fastly, and mostly everything that you see is take one on this. We're talking behind the scenes there about Kieslowski and the fact that he insisted so much on doing everything on take one because of the freshness of take one, but also because of the incredible concentration that take one obliges you to have.
To listen to the full panel discussion, other panel discussions from the 65th Berlinale and other film festivals and markets around the world, check out our Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.